Well, Bob Construction, it's Bo.
Hey, Bo, it's John with Local Splash.
How you doing, John?
Doing well, doing well. I was just reviewing your profile, and they asked me to reach out to you today. We actually had scheduled a call back today anyway.
Okay.
But it was just kind of a follow-up. I know we spoke last month about your eligibility for the prepays to save yourself some money over the course of the next year. You said today would be a good time to kind of have that conversation.
And how much was it again?
So if you wanted to do the year prepay, based on what we saw already from you, they said that we could offer you the $2,500 for the year. You're slated to pay, it's $300 a month, so you're at about $3,600 right now. So that'll save you about $1,100 or almost $100 a month over the course of the next year.
Yeah. That sounds like a good deal.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I do have a question on the website. So, you know, if I start spending a lot of time populating this website and something happens to our relationship, what happens to that website?
Yeah, so in your service agreement, we set you notification and disclosure on that. As far as – here, let me pull it up. Got it in front of me right now. Yeah, so as far as the domain, we purchased this domain for you. It's $99 for the buyout on the domain. That's it.
Okay.
If you were to leave us while you're using us, and yeah, you know, it's a non thing. It's a non factor. We don't.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Don't get me wrong. I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time populating this website and getting it just the way we want it, and then, you know, something happens and we go separate ways.
We don't delete anything, but what happens, Bo, is that you got to have a host on your site no matter what. Like, you got to have somebody hosting it. So if you wanted to just like purchase a domain and have us keep doing the hosting, we could do it. It's like $49 a month for hosting. Or you could find a host through like GoDaddy or one of those other ones. It might be a little bit cheaper.
Well, I guess what I'm asking you is, if again, I like the relationship that we have right now. It's one of the better ones I've had with.
Yeah, I don't think we're parting ways anytime soon if we're talking about a year. But yeah, I just want to be really transparent with you. So this is like worst case scenario. Last thing I want to do is see you go anywhere. But the site, it's a $99 buyout for the domain. They may even actually do it for $49, realistically. They don't really try to charge you anything other than what it cost us to get the domain. So it just depends on what it cost us when we got your domain. But it won't ever go more than $99. So that would be like worst case scenario. Then the hosting. So, you know, the content will stay, but you have to have a host. So whether it be us or somebody else, you have to have a host in order to keep that content. Because after like a week or so, if it's not getting updated and there's not a host, all that stuff will just disappear. And then you just got a domain name with nothing on it.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody that has a website has to have somebody hosting that site in order to keep those pictures and that content up there.
I got you. No, that's good. So, okay. No, I'm good. I'm good with it right now. You say that there is a payment gateway that you can use on yours?
A payment gateway?
Right, for the website.
Oh, yeah. Do you have, like, PayPal, or did you get a way to process credit card payments?
Yeah, I have PayPal. I was just asking if you guys have a particular payment gateway that you use.
Oh, well, I'm the a guy who set up your account, so I would be the one that would actually process the payments, but we already have a method of payment on board for you.
No, you do? What is it?
You already have a payment on file because you're on a month-to-month service, so.
I think we're talking past each other. I'm saying to get payment from clients.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, I thought you were asking if we had a card. I was like, we already have one on file for you. It just says it ends in 899. Yeah, for clients on your site, I could actually, if you'd like, I can add the PayPal to the profile. We don't charge anything for that. So that way, if the clients go onto your site, they can put in their own billing information and send you a payment, process the transaction on their own means. Like, if you you're saying, like, if you have a guy who wants to do like a split payment or on a project or needs to pay you.
Well, yeah. Just to make it where I can take credit cards, right?
Yeah. Yeah, on PayPal you can accept cards. We just hook it up to the site. So they have a section on your site where they can go onto your .com, and then it'll literally just be that PayPal link though. Like, they'll go into that link, they click on it, and then they could put their own billing information in there, how much it is, and send it over to you in real time.
Okay.
Obviously PayPal has those fees though. Sometimes it's like 1% or 2%, so you want to let the customer know if they do that they're going to get charged the fee. Otherwise, you eat it, you know?
Right. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on?
Well, I actually was wondering, how did that Mike Hunter lead go that you got on?
It went really well. I've got to follow back up with him this week. I gave him two options. He wanted it's an enclosed deck is basically what it is. He's got like a 20 foot by 15 foot enclosed deck right now. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to raise the ceiling and do a bunch of stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, we can just take the ceiling fan out, do it that way, create more room. I gave him a few different options. I said, you know, basically if you go with just repairing it, about $5,000. If you go with, you know, complete demo and rebuild, you're looking at about, you know, $20,000 to $25,000. I said, just let me know which one you want to do, and I will go ahead and do the detailed estimate, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on it until he's, you know, kind of decided what he wants to do a little bit.
But, yeah, how did you feel about it, though? You think it's going to go through?
I would have thought so the day that we talked, but he hasn't. I asked him to give me a call, you know, let me know what he wanted to do, and he hasn't called me back. So I'll touch base with him.
That doesn't mean it's not going to go, though, you know. He might just
be pulling
things together, you know. Usually 20-25K, you definitely got to go down to the bank and let him know what's going on, too. So he's got other things I'm sure he's got to do on his end just to bring you on board. But yeah, I am getting ready to start on.
Well, I think, like I said, we had a great talk, good chemistry and interaction and all that stuff. And I was able to give him very detailed information on what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. And, so we left there. I felt very good about it. The other thing I want to let you know is that I'm getting ready to start on the Hunters. Not the Hunters,
the other one that we called about. Yeah. Is it Young or Penny?
Oh, no, it's, what's her name? I'm having a brain fart here. Hold on a second.
No problem.
It's Geraldine Walker.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I called you and had you call them right away, right?
Yeah, so the Walkers, I got a deck with them, a covered deck.
And Mark, you know, and Geraldine.
Yeah, Mark and Geraldine. So that's a, you know, that's a $15,000.
Solid.
Project, yeah. So
sweet.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, we land this other one. That's what, $35K revenue, 2 months.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I told you I was. I think we've had this conversation before that I was working with. I had been working with Angie Leeds as well.
Yeah,
and,
I remember. I was telling you, I was trying to steal you from those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you called me after I was working with them, and the quality of leads from Local Splash is heads and tails above
We kind of thread through them online first, and then we also have like the call and tracking system to kind of see what's what too. So by the time they get a hold of you, it's legit.
Yeah, I think it's good because, you know, there are a few that come across as India Homa or, you know, Indian Nation or some weird thing.
I see those. Yeah, they're calling off the Native American land or whatever. I've seen that.
But I don't know who they are or what they want or anything like that. So I'll try to.
I could dig into it a little bit, though. I could pull the numbers and then see what's what.
Yeah, if you can see the ones that don't have names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, we just got to look up their actual number. I see it right here, though. 580-920-0110. Let me see where it's coming from. Yeah, Indian Nation Wholesale Company. Yeah, that could be a lead, though, because those guys, what they'll do is, like, somebody will go there and buy products from them, and they might say, hey, I want this, that, or the other. So they need a contractor and not just products. And so those guys are going on Google going, okay, let me call a contractor for you. So they probably have a guy who buys supplies and then says, hey, I want somebody to actually do this. So they do wholesale and distribution.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's contracting opportunity. Sometimes they do that through, like, Lowe's, too. I don't know if you ever signed up for those or Home Depot. But guys who wholesale the kind of products that you use, they probably want to have a relationship with you, too. Maybe they could give you some of the products and supplies for your jobs at a better rate, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be great. I haven't heard anything from those numbers. I did get a couple calls. You saw them there on there from Lowe's, and
but they were
like a Lowe's in a different state. That was just kind of weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The optimization set up to only cover a certain area. I mean, unless they have a job over there and they're just calling you from like a customer service number that's from a different state. You know, they might be saying, hey, I have a guy that's over in your area, you know, so they're all worth threading through because they have to either be in the area or literally put in the city and state in order to get your number. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like their IP address has to be within a certain mile radius or they have to literally type in that city and state. So maybe the job's over near you, but they're over there, you know, for whatever reason. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So for this year prepay, you want to do that? You want to process it and I send you everything?
I would prefer that we... No, go ahead and send it to me. We'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'll send you the receipt. It'll clear you up all the way up until July of 2024. So, I mean, then you don't have to worry about paying us another penny. It's just work from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you don't have a reoccurring bill each month, and it's going to save you $1,100 over the course of the year. So that's why you were telling me to call you back.
So you're going to charge that right now then?
Yep. Yeah, I'll send you the receipt, and the outline of the agreement is the same. So you still have all the same products and features. Still got your custom site, tracking, Facebook ads, local service ads, everything.
Okay. Well, I really do. You know, I got to tell you, I think your Facebook stuff is wasted effort on my part right now. Because I don't use Facebook. I don't even want to get on it. I fucking hate Mark Zuckerberg, number one. Like I
I'm hoping Elon beats him up, too.
Exactly, man. Like, I literally don't want to give that dude a dime or even an ounce of my time, right?
I hear you. Let
so
me...
If there's anything else you can do other than Facebook, you know, that's... You can do Twitter, hell. That'd be great.
Well... I mean, we do have a campaign called Google Guarantee that I could put you under, but it's pay-per-lead. I don't know if you're interested in that. And we also have Google Ads, which is pay-per-click. And you could put those anywhere you want. You're not just limited to a 50-mile radius that like you are now. All right, now you're just limited to a 50-mile radius around Kingston.
Yeah.
The ads, I mean, we could broaden your service area, but anything outside of that 50 miles is being charged on a per-click basis. The only reason I'm not a huge fan of that one is just because sometimes you get charged for clicks that don't turn into business, but it's really the only way that you could get exposure outside of 50 miles of you. But that would definitely drive more.
How much
do
those click?
Let me pull up the data for Google Analytics. Let me see how much the leads are, too, for Google Guarantee. Have you seen that Google Guarantee section before?
I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. So they're at the very top of the screen when you're running Google Guarantee. You're the very first guy that'll pop up, and you got a big shield and a check mark next to you. It says Google Guarantee. And what they do is they tell your customers, like, hey, if you go with this guy, you know, we've background screened them. We did all our research. You know, we trust them with our own home to the point where Google provides them a $2,000 insurance if they go with you for the lifetime of your job.
I feel like that would be beneficial.
Well, yeah, it definitely encourages them to go with you, right? And then you only get charged for the leads when you accept them. And when they call you with the lead, we hand you the guy live, kind of like I've been doing. They'll call you, but with the customer on the line instead of just giving you the number.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll be like, hey, this is so-and-so. We vetted him. He has this project, yada, yada, yada. You guys take it from there. And then they don't charge you unless you accept them. So those are really good. The thing is just, you know, they stagger in. Sometimes it's really hot. You'll get like five of them back to back. And then all of a sudden, you know, but it's the only reason it's like that is because we're very thorough. There's some of them where, you know, if they don't go through the screening and we don't feel like it's a good fit for you, then, you know, we'll save you the oxygen and them the oxygen. And we just kind of die it down. Want to make sure everything's
so,
legit.
How much is that Google guarantees? Is that the above and beyond my contract, right?
Well, yeah, that's outside of the local listing that we're already doing for you. It's a $250 application fee, which I know 100% you'll pass that. You're already been working with us as a premier partner, but it's just a technicality to have you send in license, insurance, all this stuff. And then you have the starting budget. They usually want a minimum starting budget of 13 leads to start out. So I'm trying to pull the cost per lead right now, but I'm not seeing Deck Builder. I got to see what vertical I got to keep you in. Oh, I could put general contractor and then we can customize it. Let me go general contractor vertical here. There it is. Boom. Estimate. Yeah. So these leads, I mean, they could go anywhere from $17 to $26 a lead. It says your starting budget would be about $400 or $500 per month. It says $400 per month would be your starting budget. So you'd pay $250, you'd go through the background screening, you gotta fill out all the forms, go through the background screening. Usually it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete the background check. Because that's done with Google directly. And then when they'll start sending you leads once the background screening's done, they go ahead and go live with it. So you'll be able to see yourself up there. But once you receive the lead, again, you don't get charged your budget until you accept the first lead. So the first lead you accept, they'll charge you $400, and then you still have a balance of 12 more leads. And then you can stretch those leads out as much as you want. If you want to stretch them over the course of like 2 months, 3 months, that's fine. You know, it's not a reoccurring bill every month. It's every 13 leads that are qualified that you accept.
I thought you said that it was $400 a month.
No, it's not per month. It's not per month. It's per 13 leads. That's your, it says monthly budget, but with this, it does roll over. Yeah. So what the local service ads that I'm looking at right now with like where I got your quote from, it's telling me monthly budget, but that's not the monthly budget. It rolls over. I've had guys where they set aside a monthly budget for like 15 leads, but if they only accepted like 7 or 8 of them, they still have the balance rolling over to the next month. They don't automatically charge them.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's something you want to do, I could get that going too. I could send you the application and then we could get that filled out as much as possible. But
I think right now, you know, I need to just keep doing what I'm doing. But what I was, that thing sounds good.
I need to cancel
Angie leads. And then
I've been telling you that 2 months ago. So I'll get your process.
Well, people have to learn on their own, you know?
I gotcha. Well, and I don't expect you to take my word for it every time. I don't have a problem proving it to you. I've been proving it to you.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll get your process for the year. That'll have you all done up until June 20th of next year, 2024. I'll send you that. And then I could schedule a call, like a follow-up call, like, 2 or 3 months down the line? You want to do that, like October?
Yeah, you know, have you been doing a monthly follow-up call to this point?
Yeah, uh-huh. I've been doing, when some of the leads came in, I did one in between. So we've had 3 follow-up calls since you signed up 2 months ago.
Yeah, I prefer to keep the monthly. I like touching base with you.
Okay.
It just keeps me fresh on everything.
Okay.
So if you could just keep the monthly follow-up, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll drop you in on the 10th of August here. That's a Thursday.
And are you guys doing anything for me on Facebook right now?
I believe so. Let me pull your Facebook. Let me pull your client dashboard here.
The other thing was, you know, like I thought it said that there was Google Ads too.
Yeah, Google Ads is separate. What you're on right now is Facebook Ads with Google Places placement. So you're on you have a first page placement on Google that you don't get charged per click for. It's a verified local ad. Those ones are my favorite ones because you know exactly what you're spending and you're not limited on what you can get, you know?
Right. But I'm not doing any Google Ads right now.
No. You're not doing any Google ads. It's just Google Places.
But I am doing Facebook ads.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you have Facebook ads, not Google ads. You have Google Places with Facebook ads. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that you could switch the Facebook ads for Google Ads, or is it no?
Let me see what we could do. Hold on. I believe I can because you're already pre-existing. It lets me do some things that you don't normally do or don't normally get. Where's that 12-month prepay for existing client? Give me one. Oh man, let me see. Where is it? 12 months. So this one with Google Ads is 27. And it's because if you do the 27, 12 month prepay with Google Ads, 1100 of it goes straight into Google Ads. So it severely discounts your local listing. And then we remove the Facebook ads altogether.
So it goes from 2500 to 2700?
It's a $200 difference over the course of a year. And then.
No, but I was like, wouldn't that be better to just do the Google ads?
Well, again, it's perspective, right? I mean, with Google ads, let's say they're charging you $2 a click or $3 a click, which doesn't seem bad. But if you're accumulating a ton of clicks, that $1,100 Google ads budget might only last you 7 months.
Oh. Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Until it exhausts the clicks. And then your ad rotates off, and then obviously you might have to end up spending more than that over the course of the entire year. We're talking July of next year, you know? With the Facebook ads, it's the same thing though. With Facebook ads, it's just a different platform that you're doing it on. With Facebook ads, they have the 2,500, 900 of it goes directly into Facebook ads. And if you use up that 900 in 6 months, then, you know, your Facebook ads isn't promoting at its full capacity. Or it's 1,000, actually, it says right here. 1,000.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is that have you noticed that do I have any contacts from Facebook?
Let me go back in here. Listings, client listings, traffic. Let's click local leads. Just 5 of them. Facebook. What is this? Hold on. They got you. Go to home. This ain't right. Hold on. This took me to sent me to a different client here. Jesus. I had to go back outside of the billing. Nobo. Oh, where is it? Have you talked to Kyle? It looked like, I just noticed it said one of our reps contacted you today.
Man, I've been busy. If I talk to somebody from Local Smash today, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was one of our clients. Or one of our...
Oh, no, I did talk to him. I think I talked to him about look, I was trying to add my sales and marketing director to the
profile,
to the contact list. Yeah.
Okay. I could do that.
Yeah.
Did they already take care of it?
Well, I did it online, and I thought somebody tried to call me back. But
that might have been what happened to you. Okay. All right. Now I'm looking at it. Wolfhound. No reviews. I don't have any reviews. It does say in May there was 35 visits, and then June it dropped down to 24 visits. And these are actually verified prospects, but it's not saying calls were placed based off of that. The thing is, most people aren't going to be able to – you're not really going to be able to track what calls are coming off of Facebook. We can only see who's viewing it because then they pick up their phone and they dial the number. It's not like Google where if they're on their mobile device and they click to call you, it tracks the call and records the call. So it's possible that you're getting leads from Facebook, but we don't have a way of tracking the leads coming off of Facebook like you do with Google advertising. I think that's kind of the problem that you're having right now, because we can't tangibly go, hey, that directly came off of Facebook. Only thing that we could see is impressions, views, and profile visits on here.
I got you. Okay.
These are visits from people who are doing a search, right? So either they had to have searched for your services or it got remarketed to them, like they did a search recently for your services and it popped up and they clicked on you. But it doesn't actually track like the call because they can't place a call through Facebook. It's just the only calls and the live leads are going to be coming directly off the first page of Google. And that's a big difference too. Like Facebook or Google Ads, you'd be able to see all that. Google Ads does have the tracking like the Google Places placement has. So if you're if you don't think Facebook's really turning over anything for you, I mean, I can shut it off, or I can allot your budget at the same pricing structure to the Google Ads, and we could run that and see how that goes for the next 6 months, 7 months. I'm estimating that's how long it lasts.
I think that'd be ideal.
You want to do that? Just get off of Facebook ads and do Google ads?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me adjust this. Okay. Premiere, Google ads. All right. I'm going to send you an outline of this agreement. They're going to contact you to do an interview for your Google Ads. Let me see here. Well, it's a good time for you to do a Google AdWords interview, client interview. It's going to be similar. Or do you want to do it with same keywords and services, are the same keywords that we have for your local listing, but just expand it to the, you want to go 100-mile radius, 90-mile radius? What do you want to target with this Google Ads campaign? I mean, are you willing to drive that far? Or do you just want to have yourself on the first page twice for the same area?
All right.
You can do that.
Let's see here. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Usually what I do, Bo, is I have the local – I try to run the ads outside of where the local listing's already covering. So instead of you showing up twice on the first page, you're actually only using your ad clicks to cover areas that you're not already covering locally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think, 75 miles would probably be doable.
Okay. So you're only going to see the ad, though, if you're past the 50-mile radius for the local listing, right? So that way we could stretch this budget. I could probably make it last the whole year, actually, since we're bundling them in together like this.
That sounds good.
All right. Let me do this. I'll send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement. And then you said you want to do the same keywords that we already have you optimized for? for local?
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Broaden the service area?
Yeah. So the is there any way you can target commercial?
Or yeah. Yeah. No, the Google ads are extremely specific. So it's a fully customized targeted marketing strategy.
Because that, you know, we did a hotel remodel last month, and it worked out really well.
Yeah.
The margin is higher on commercial work than it is on residential. So.
Yeah, you gotta remember. I mean, we do this for very large corporations too, like all the way across the U.S. Like I did extra space storage account myself. I thought I was talking to the owner of just one of the locations for the storage facility. And he was the owner for the whole franchise. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was just starting out here too, but it ended up turning into a contract where these guys, they pay us almost $5 million every month, and they have about 1,600 locations across the United States that all have Google Verified listings. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So that was fun. I spent a couple of weeks just call this guy, good morning, okay, this account, this address, this phone number, all right, PIN. Then we had to call the owner for each location, you know what I mean, or the manager for each location to get the PINs. It was crazy. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could definitely grow you, though. It's not a problem. So I'll schedule the client interview. In the client interview, they'll get very specific with you on the commercial keywords that we target. We have that Google Analytics system. So they'll let us see, like, which keywords are actually getting the most hits in that commercial category rather than us just kind of guessing and throwing you up there, because you have that for your local listing, just adding commercial to it. You know, we want to do our research and make sure we're putting you in position to get as much traffic as possible from it or opportunity.
Okay.
Okay. So this, what's a good time to schedule this, though, the Google Ads interview?
Oh, you know what? Midday, any day this week, and then just send me the time. I'll make
time
for it.
Well, I'm going to shoot for tomorrow. Let's go tomorrow. You want to do same time?
Sure.
All right. So oh, you know what? They're having a all-hands meeting. So it'll have to be on the hour, they said, for this. So let me go back here and just verify. Okay. Okay. So you're on CT. So Pacific Standard Time, I have a 1 to 2, which would be like 3 to 4 your time tomorrow. Does that work?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, I'll shoot you a text message 1 hour before, and I'll also send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then you have my direct number, so if anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just give me a call, okay?
This is your direct number here?
No, it's the 877 number I gave you when you first signed up with us. You want me to resend it to you?
No, let me just see if I got you.
All right. Looks like a lot of your calls have been going straight to our customer service, but if you hit 544, excuse me, that'll call me directly. I'm just going to resend it to you.
You know what? Yeah, just resend it to me. And then send me your first and last name if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, so here. Hi, this is John. I'll just put, like, with Local Splash, contact me at. Contact me 877-635-6225 extension 544. There you go.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep. All right, and then look out for that receipt. It's going to have another outline of the agreement, just like the one before, except where I removed the Facebook ads and I added the Google ads, and it'll give you a full breakdown of everything in black and white, how the Google ads works and the payment and everything.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you got to sign off on that, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow about this time for that client interview.
All right, appreciate it, Jonathan. Thanks.
You're welcome, bud. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.